The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the traditional view of photosynthesis, the energy carried by photons streaming from the sun is transferred by bouncing from one chlorophyll molecule to the next, a process that ultimately builds simple carbohydrates from water and carbon dioxide. But last spring, a team of hotshot researchers from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory reported that the process is much more interesting than that. Using ultra-fast lasers, they found that the interaction between the sun's energy and the chlorophyll molecules in a bacterium relies on a piece of quantum mechanical weirdness known as superposition, where a single photon's energy can temporarily be in many states at once. The great thing about this new discovery is that as mind-bendingly hard as it is to begin to comprehend quantum mechanics, and it does take a mega-computer geek to grasp it, it ends up that green plants have been doing it all along. Just goes to show you that the folks who run our botanical garden were right. Their motto is plants rule, because while people love animals, all of them and all of us cannot live without plants.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.